Hello, everyone. Do you hear me clear? Thank you. And we are using a new channel this time. Praise the Lord. And everybody I saw who's attending from the old, from the other one is here. Praise the Lord. And we have newcomers too. Welcome. So before I want to start greeting everyone. Happy Sabbath or Sabbath blessing to the young followers of Christ and to all the brethren out there. If you have any prayer request, let me pull down my greetings for everyone. Let me pull up my pictures. Picture, I mean. Okay. So right there you go. All right. Sabbath blessings, everyone. You can wait like that. Okay. This is a greeting to everyone. You can double click to see. Welcome. Welcome, welcome to our children's study hour. Okay, so if you have any prayer requests, please put them in and then start in prayer. We have Sister Sum. Happy Sabbath, Sister Sum. Praise the Lord. You're well. She has unspoken. Thank you for the answered prayer. Thank you, Lord. And Sister Daniela, many unspoken. Jana, prayers for her grandma's colonoscopy to turn out good. Yeah, for the result. And Sister Mindy, happy Sabbath. Oh, I don't, yeah. Okay, it's just a quick thing that I made this morning. Praise the Lord. And now we have Brother Gilbert, prayer for wife, everyone on all our prayer list and unspoken, and myself. That's from Brother Gilbert. Brother Joe, unspoken. Sister Jade, unspoken. And Jania also, healings and many unspoken. From Sister Hannah, pray for Sister Mary. Is she sick? Okay, we include her. And Brother Damian, prayer for a man who seemed trouble at the store on Friday. Also for the sick and ill, may I be able to see better as everything is starting to get really blurry. Oh, your eyes. And for Sister Barbara, we'll pray for that, Brother Damian. Sister Barbara, prayer for my husband, my health, and my brothers and sisters who need healing. Sister Luna, prayers for my Uncle Mo. And Sister Sum, says concentration for study, help for my big sister Sarita, for all in the church here today and for greater helping of grace and the Holy Spirit on this blessed Sabbath day. Janine Alvi has also unspoken. Okay. So if you are ready, please get on your knees. Get on your knees and start our prayer. Please bow your heart. Father, our loving Daddy, thou art in heaven. We come to you today to offer all the petitions of your faithful children who are kneeling before your feet, humbly asking for your will that it may be done as an answer to our many, many unspoken prayers and spoken prayers. We would also like to include prayer for healing, Lord, for healings for all the brethren who are sick, for Sister Mary, for Damien's eye, and for Sister Barbara's husband. And we also pray for our beloved, you know, our family. We pray for them, Brother Gilbert's wife, and all our beloved family that are not yet old. We also pray for Brother Damian, who was able to see a guy who met a guy, but probably please bless his soul, Lord, that he will feel comforted. And also for concentration as we study for the Holy Spirit that we need to understand your words. So Father, please answer all this prayer, and for Sister Jana's grandma, that the colonoscopy will have a good result. So Father, prepare our hearts to accept the showbread that you will give us today. Please grant us clear discernment, sound judgment, and understanding of your words to know your will through the help of your Holy Spirit. Please, Father, bridle my tongue and all that will speak for you on this Sabbath. And thank you, Lord, you have given us a new channel or means that we could gather together. And we know that you are here. You are here within our midst, as well as your holy angels as we worship you. So thank you for your holy presence. And thank you, Lord, for all the blessings that you have provided us this past week. We ask, Lord, that you please cleanse us, to forgive us, Lord, for all our unworthiness and all our sins, that we may be found worthy in thy sight. And all these things we ask in the name of our loved Savior, Jesus Christ, your Son, and our King for eternity. Amen. Amen. Okay, so we are now in the part where you can share your praises and testimony. Please feel free to share. You can type again. You can type it in our chat room. To share your experiences with the Lord this week, or even past experiences that you had. The Lord will never, you know, be tired of listening to those wonderful praises. So yes, I would like to start. I would like to share my praise. I praise the Lord for the nice weather we have today. And it's a bit warmer this time, unlike this past few days. So it's very cold. We even have a single digit and 2 negative degrees. So I thank God. I thank God for the good health and for the endurance, you know, to endure this freezing weather. And praise God for that. And also, we sometimes, me and Alvin would call it lockdown. We are now on a lockdown. Because we couldn't go out. It's super cold and we couldn't go out to do something outside, you know. So, praise the Lord. And despite the chill, sometimes Mr. Sun would show up. So, I praise the Lord for that too. Also, I praise the Lord for the many, many answered prayer. And last time, if you remember, I shared how the Lord answered my prayer because I want to buy a drawer for our clothes, and the Lord gave me a very cheap price and a durable kind. Praise the Lord for that. It was an answered prayer. And this time, I was also praying to God to, I need another one, you know, to organize all our stuff. And, you know, God is so good. He gave me, He answered my prayer. And last time it was in a cheap price, you know, very low price. And this time it's for free. Amen to our Father. One lady who's selling his house, and they want to get rid of their clothes, you know, furniture. They want to get it immediately, you know, get out of their place because the house is in a market already. So exactly when I was praying and I looked at where we could find some cheap products on a web, on a social media, something like that. So God answered my prayer. He gave it to me, and it's still in a very good shape, and it's larger than what I got in a cheap price. So thank you, Lord. Amen. And now, praise the Lord. This is we have from Sister Barbara. Praise the Lord for His trouble protection, for His blessings, and many answered prayer. Yes, indeed, God answered, you know, prayers. sometimes in a surprise way. Okay. Praise the Lord, Sister Barbara. Sister Sue, I praise the Lord. Seeing us through a heavy storm here in Scotland. Oh, for all the blessings bestowed upon us, food, health, and freedom, and throughout trials over the week, and our joy, hope, and salvation in Christ. Amen. Thank you, Sister Sue. And Sister Pa, praise the Lord. We have Telegram. Yes, I want to echo that too, where we can gather together and worship the Lord. Amen. Sister Jael, Sister Jael, praise the Lord for the Sabbath. Thank you, Sister Jael. And from Sister Luna, praise the Lord for all the animals. Praise it now. Praise the Lord for all the animals and flowers, for our church family, for the beautiful Sabbath day. Thank you. Thank you, Sister Luna. Amen. Praise the Lord. Sister Isabel, this is Sister Easy. I praise the Lord for this lovely Sabbath and for helping the cats outside that are out there in the cold, and for food and water we have and many other things. Just let's pray for those animals that they will be, you know, comforted and be warm during this cold weather. And Sister Hannah, thank you, Sister Izzy. Praise the Lord. Sister Hannah, I would like to praise the Lord for this beautiful Sabbath day. Answered prayers, troubled mercies, the hope we have in Christ, and God's many blessings to us through our precious Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Sister Hannah. And from this is from Brother Damian. Praise God for Sabbath and His goodness for the awesome snow we got this week. I praise God for the church family and my family. Amen. Praise the Lord, Brother Diane. Sister Mindy, praise the Lord for... Praise the Lord for the beautiful sunny Sabbath day. Praise the Lord for the nice weather we have this week. Praise the Lord for all His blessings. My church, my beloved church family, His word, the truth He has blessed us with, and Sister White's writing, His many, many blessings and His wonderful love. Amen. And from Sister Jade, I pray the Lord that JoJo is healed. Amen to that. Thank you, Lord, for healing JoJo and that he can come. And thank God for this wonderful Sabbath and this wonderful Sabbath morning, and that yesterday was not that cold. Thank you, Sister Jade. Praise the Lord. This is Sister Ida. Oh, happy Sabbath. She said, I praise the Lord for the answered prayer and for His blessing and help and God's word. Amen. And from Sister Jania, praise the Lord for giving me life every day and for everyone else, and for the safe and from the cold weather, and as well as Sister Ali. Thank you, Sister Junia. Praise the Lord for giving wisdom for my homeschool and for my pet kitty. Amen. And from Brother Gilbert, I thank the Lord for His many mercies, His salvation, His graces, His many blessings. Where did it go? Many blessings and too many other things. The Lord was, is, and always will be very good. Yes, indeed. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Brother Gilbert. And JoJo has his praise. I praise the Lord that I am healed and not sick anymore for the wonderful Sabbath day. Amen. Thank you for all the wonderful praises. Praise the Lord. And Sister Jana, praise the Lord for being able to have an education and learn, and praise the Lord for the Bible. Yes, thank you, Sister Jana, and beautiful praises. Now we are going to post our reading. We have a kind of long reading this time, and please post it. Hang on, I will just put it down. We have here a picture. AI picture. All right. This is about, if you double click, well, you can see that We are now in chapter 6, Jew and Gentiles, and part 2. This is the part 2 of chapter 6, which is found in sketches from the life of Paul, pages 67 to 72. And this is the continuation we left out last Saturday with the story that they said a meeting, or they have a council meeting with the apostles and the church delegates and the elders to address the issue of circumcision, which was brought by the Jews. Circumcision to the Gentiles who accepted the truth. So now let's start reading. The question that's brought into consideration of the council seemed to present insurmountable difficulties viewed in whatever light. But the Holy Ghost had already settled this problem, upon the decision of which depended on the prosperity and even the existence of the Christian church. Grace, wisdom, and sanctified judgment were given to the apostles to decide the vexed question. And that's what we used to do. We asked the Lord to lead us out to reason together and give us the right decision. So, continuing, Peter reasoned the Holy Ghost that had decided the matter by descending with equal power upon the uncircumcised Gentiles and the circumcised Jews. He recounted his vision in which God had presented for him a sheet filled with all manner of four-footed beasts and had bidden him kill and eat. Then when he had refused, affirming that he had never eaten that which was common and unclean, he said, "What God had cleansed, thou call not thou common." And he related the plain interpretation of these words, which was given to him almost immediately in his summons to go to the Gentile centurion and instruct him in the faith of Christ. This message showed that God was no respecter of person, but accepted and acknowledged those who feared him and were righteousness. God is no respecter of person, children. So let's keep that in mind. So Peter told of his astonishment when, in speaking the words of truth to the Gentiles, he witnessed the Holy Spirit take possession of his hearers, both Jews and Gentiles. The same light and glory that was reflected upon the circumcised Jews shone also upon the countenance of the uncircumcised Gentiles. This was the warning of God that he should not regard the one as inferior to the other, for the blood of Jesus Christ could cleanse all uncleanness. Peter said, "For as much then as God gave them the gift, like the gift as he did unto us, who believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, what was I that I could withstand God?" Acts 11:17. "God which knoweth the heart bear them witness, giving them the Holy Ghost, even as he did unto us, and put no difference between us and them, purifying their hearts by faith. Why tempt ye God to put a yoke upon the neck of the disciples?" Acts 15:8-10. "This yoke was not the law of 10 commandments, but Peter referred to the law of ceremonies, which was made null and void by the crucifixion of Christ." This address of Peter brought the assembly to a point where they could listen with reason to Paul and Barnabas, who related their experience in working among the Gentiles. Then all the multitude kept silence and gave audience to Barnabas and Paul, declaring what miracle and wonder God had wrought among the Gentiles by them. James bore his testimony with decision. He was the presider at that time during the council meeting, so that God designed to bring in the Gentiles to enjoy all the privileges of the Jews. The Holy Ghost saw good not to impose the ceremonial law on the Gentile converts, and the apostles and elders, after careful investigation of the subject, saw the matter in the same light, and the mind was as the mind of the Holy of the Spirit of God. James presided at the council, and his final decision was, "Therefore, my sentence is that we trouble not them which from among the Gentiles are turned to God." This ended the discussion. The council which decided this case was composed of the founders of the Jewish and Gentile Christian churches, elder from Jerusalem and deputies from Antioch, and the most influential churches were represented. The council did not claim infallibility in their deliberation, but moved from the dictates of enlightened judgment and with the dignity of a church established by the divine will. They saw that God himself had decided this question by favoring the Gentiles with the Holy Ghost, and it was left for them to follow guidance of the Holy Spirit. The entire body of Christians were not called to vote upon the question. The apostles and elders, men of influence and judgment, aimed and issued a decree which was thereupon generally accepted by the Christian churches. All were not pleased, however, with this decision. There was a faction of Paul's brethren who assumed to engage in a work on their own responsibility. They judged, indulged in murmuring and fault finding, proposing new plans and seeking to pull down the work of the experienced men whom God had ordained to teach the doctrine of Christ. So the church has had such obstacles to meeting from the first and will ever have them to the close of time. It will never stop. So yeah, praise the Lord for that story we have, and now we will hear a special song before we go for our question and answer. Brother Dwayne will play for us.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Thank you for the beautiful song in Christ Alone. If this will, I think it sounds like she's crying. Yeah, that's the Jade. All right, so we'll get straight to our first question. My first question. The blind had already resolved the issues raised in the Council for the Prosperity of the Church. Is it A, apostles, B, Holy Spirit, or C, church elders? Who already resolved the issue? A, B, C. We get answers here, and the correct answer is letter B. Good job. That Holy Spirit already resolved the issues that it was raised regarding the Gentiles, and this is for the prosperity of God's church. Okay, question number two. Peter reasoned that the Holy Ghost had decided matter by descending with equal power upon blank and the blank. Is it A, uncircumcised Gentiles and circumcised Jews, or B, Jews and Samaritans, or C, Pharisees and priests? A, B, or C? And yes, you're all correct. Very good. Praise the Lord. Letter A, both circumcised Gentiles and the circumcised Jews. Question number three. Okay. God is a respecter of person. He chooses the most intelligent, powerful, rich, and influential person to be his chosen people. Is it true or false? God wants those that are famous, intelligent. Is it true or false? And the correct answer, yes, indeed, you are all correct. False. God is no respecter of person. He looked straight to our hearts. All right? Number four. What vision did God give Peter that made him understand that God is no respecter of person? What was that? That made them understood that the salvation is for everyone. What was that? Let me wait for some answers. It was about what? Okay. The food vision about being told to eat the meat. Yes, incorrect. And a sheet filled with all manners of four-footed beasts. Those are the unclean. Very good. Sister Sundala shining on every after the sheet with the animals. Sister Mindy, the three sheets with the unclean animals. Good job. Good answers. Yes, those are correct. He gave him a vision of three sheets with animals that are unclean. Very good. Now for my fifth question. Amen. In Acts 10:15, this is still in the blanks. What God had planned, call not thou blank. Two blanks are we going to fill in? Okay. Yes. First blank is what God had planned. Thou call not thou. Come on, very good, everyone. Again, to God be the glory. Cleansed and common. All right, for my number six question. Is it posted? Okay, number six. Peter related the plain interpretation of Acts 10:15 when he was told by God to go teach the blank about the faith of Christ. It is King Herod, or B, Pontius Pilate, or C, the Gentile centurion. When he saw that, there was interpretation and the Lord told him to teach the blank. Who was he? Yes, the Gentile centurion. Very Good. Great job. Everybody's doing great this time. Praise the Lord. All right, number 7. Blind, the disciple of Christ, bore his testimony with decision and gave a strong witness that God designed to bring in the Gentiles and enjoy all the privileges of Jews. He was the presider during that council meeting. Who was he? Is it A, Paul, B, James, C, Peter? Who was he? Who was the presiding elder during the council meeting? And Jaya has an answer, letter B. And the correct answer is, let me see some answers put in. Yes, letter B, that was James. And one last, sorry, one more last question. Number 8, who composed the council that decided the case in the Christian church? Name one. Name one. Paul? Yes, with Paul. Peter? Yes. Name one. Very good. They are the apostles, the elders, the disciples, the men of influence and experience. Everybody are correct. Praise the Lord. Yes. Good job, everyone. And we will end with this. Thank you so much for listening and for learning with me. And I hope and pray that we are all blessed. So I will turn you over to Sister Mindy. And thank you, Sister Mindy, for letting me borrow 2 minutes. God bless us all. Love you. Bye.
Sabbath blessings, everyone. Can everybody hear me okay? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're able to all gather together in Telegram. This has been awesome. Thank you for the wonderful study, Sister Geneva. And we are going to go over the Ten Commandments. We're studying each commandment. This Sabbath, we're studying commandment number 2. And I have a little picture here I want to put in. There we go. Praise the Lord. And does anybody know why God wrote the Ten Commandments on the beautiful blue stone? Turn up the mic. Can everybody hear me okay? Is it loud and clear? All right. I'm speaking more into the mic, so I apologize if you couldn't hear earlier. All right. Does anybody know why God wrote the Ten Commandments on blue stone? I can hear, but can you turn up the mic, please? It's better now. Thanks. Oh, okay. All right. I have it at the loudest it can be, so I'll just speak closer into the mic, okay? All right, yes, the blue stands for obedience. Very good. All right, so let's get started. Brother Joe, you can please get us started. All right, this is going to be fill in the blanks. Thou shalt not make unto thee any blank image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not blank down thyself to them, nor blank them. For I, the Lord thy God, am blank God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children under the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my blank. That's Exodus 20, verses 4 through 6. All right, everybody, their answers in. The first one is graven. The next blank is bow. The next blank is serve. The next blank is jealous. And the last blank is commandments. All right, very good. Question number 2. The second commandment is about A, lying, B, killing, C, worship, or D, parents. Very good. The second commandment is about C, worship. All right, question number three. The one and only true God loves us so much that he is jealous of our love and does not want to share our love by us bowing down to meaningless A, trees, B, buildings, C, animals, or D, idols. Very good. The answer is D, idols. You guys are doing a great job. Praise the Lord. Question number four. The second commandment goes to the heart of our relationship with our A, mother, B, creator, C, brother, or D, sister. Very good. The answer is B. The second command goes to the heart of our relationship with our Creator. All right, question number five. The second commandment is a constant reminder that only we, of all created things, are made in the blank of God. Is it A, likeness, B, fashion, C, image, or D, resemblance? The answer is C. We are made in the image of God. All right, very good. Question number six. Only we can be transformed into the spiritual image of Christ who came in the blank as the perfect spiritual image of our Heavenly Father. Is it A, flesh, B, clouds, C, spirit, or D, wind? Very good. The answer is A. Christ came in the flesh as the perfect spiritual image of our Heavenly Father. Question number seven. The second commandment protects our special relationship with our Creator who blank us in his likeness and is still molding us in his spiritual image. Is it A, created, B, made, C, formed, or D, all of the above? Very good. The answer is D, all of the above. Question number eight. God commanded us to make graven images and bow down to worship them. True or false? It's false. God did not command us to make graven images. He commanded us not to make graven images and bow down to worship them. All right. Yeah, big thumbs down to that one. All right. Question number nine. Give some examples of graven images that were made and worshiped in the Bible. Can you give me some examples? Very good. The golden calf in Exodus. That's a great example. Dagon. That's a very good example as well. Moloch. Very good. Baal. Image of Nebuchadnezzar. Yes. The golden statue that he wanted everybody to bow down to. The little statues in Jeremiah. Asterisk, yep. The goddess of Dinah. Very good. Those are great examples. All right. Last question. Give some examples of graven images that are currently being made and worshipped. Yes. Mary, the statue of Mary, that's a big one. Crucifix of Jesus, yep. St. Peter, another good one. Buddha, Mary. Buddha, yep. They're great examples. Celebrities, Mary, saints, Hindu deities, yep. Many of the saints. All of these are graven images. St. Francis, Krishna, Pope. Yep, there are statues of the Pope that they bow, or all popes that they bow down and worship. Very good example. And we all know that this is wrong. Allah, yep. And even, you know, statues of animals or any statues or graven images people bow down and worship is wrong. Big rat idol in the temple in India. Oh, wow. I didn't know about that. Statue of Liberty. Yes. That is a very good one. I believe the Statue of Liberty is like the goddess Diana. Yeah. All right. Do we got a picture? Yep. The sun. That's, you know, God created the sun and they worship it. They worship the creation more than the creator. Very good. Christ the Redeemer in Rio, yes. The cross, yep. Very good examples. You guys did a great job. All right, let's go over to Ten Commandments. We're going to be going over them in Exodus chapter 20. So if you can please get your Bibles ready and let me know when you're all ready and we'll get started. Oh, yeah, it's fast. Always have your Bibles ready on the Sabbath, right? Yep, we're going to go over Exodus 20, chapter 20. What verse? Well, I'm going to go over it's going to be the Ten Commandments, so we're going to be, I'm going to give you the number of the commandment. I want you to look it up in Exodus 20. And then you let me know what verse that is and what commandment it is. Okay, so I'm just going to give you the commandment number. All right, everybody getting ready? All right, so let's get started. The first one I want you to look up is commandment number 8. Commandment number 8. What is the verse? And if it's a short commandment, if you can type the whole commandment in the chat room, that would be great. All right, that verse, you can find in verse 15, and it's shalt not steal. Very good. Very good. Next one. I want you to look up commandment number 1. You should be able to type that whole verse in. It's not too long. Very good. That is found in verse 3. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. And that is God speaking. All right. Next one. I want you to look up commandment number 4. You don't have to put the whole verse in. It's pretty long, and it's verses. Commandment number 4. All right. It's found in verses 8 through 11. I'll go ahead and read it. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. All right, praise the Lord. All right, now we're going to look up commandment number 10. What verse is commandment number 10, and what is that commandment? Very good. That is verse 17. And that commandment is, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Okay, the next one, we're going to look up commandment number 7. Commandment number 7. Very good. That is verse 14. Thou shalt not commit adultery. You guys are doing a great job. Praise the Lord. All right. The next one we're looking up is commandment number 5. Look up commandment number 5. This is the commandment with the promise if we obey it. All right, very good. It's found in verse 12. And it's honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Next one, look up commandment number 9. All right. Commandment number 9 is found in verse 16. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. In other words, thou shalt not lie. Thou shalt not be dishonest. Thou shalt not make up stories about others that are not true. All right. Next one. And this, we study this just in our study, so we should all know this one. What is commandment number 2? You don't have to put the whole, it's verses. It's pretty long. All right. Very good. It's verses 4 through 6. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or there's in the earth beneath, or there's in water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, under the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me, and keep my commandments. All right. Next one, we're looking at commandment number 3. Commandment number 3. Very good. That is found in verse 7. And it's, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. All right, we're on to our last one. And we can put this whole verse in the room. What is commandment number 6? What verse and what commandment is that? Very good. That is verse 13. Thou shalt not kill. Very good. You all did a great job. Praise the Lord. Okay, so now we're going to go over our commandment that we were to memorize for this Sabbath. That is commandment number 5. So without looking at your Bibles, I want you to type in commandment number 5. Do the best you can. We're all learning how to memorize. So start typing. Commandment number 5 is the commandment we were to memorize for this Sabbath. It's the commandment with a promise. right. You guys doing a great job. Very good. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Very good. Praise the Lord. So next Sabbath, we're going to be memorizing commandment number 7, because we're going over the odd number of commandments. So that one should be pretty easy to memorize. Commandment number 7 next Sabbath, everyone. I love you all. God bless, and have a wonderful, beautiful Sabbath, everyone. See you next Sabbath.